You are listening to WPVMLP 103.7 in Asheville, North Carolina.
Here's your Radio Asheville weather report. Showers and thunderstorms likely across western North Carolina this afternoon and this evening. Some of the storms could be strong to severe with damaging winds and heavy rain, or high near 86. The low tonight going down to 67 here in town. Showers and thunderstorms continue on Monday with a high of 86. Scattered showers and storms Monday night, the low going down to around 67. I'm Johnny Cottle on Radio Asheville 103.7.
When systems fail, where do you turn for truth and resilience? Welcome to the Resilience Realm with host Dawn Westmoreland, Air Force veteran, author, and resilience advocate. Each week, Dawn brings powerful voices, attorneys, mental health experts, veterans, and leaders sharing courage, boundaries, and real-world resilience strategies. Broadcast on the Pacifica Network and WPVM-FM and featured on over 100 radio, TV, and podcast platforms nationwide. This isn't just a show. It's a movement for courage, ethics, and justice. Tune in Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime online. Visit DawnMarieWestmoreland.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And if it's your first time, so glad to have you here. You know something that really can terrify most people? It's change. Now, I've changed a lot over the decades. I've gone through all kinds of different assignments in the Air Force, and I welcome those changes. I always had unpredictable things that happened in my life, but I really welcome it. But how many people really welcome change? It can be so scary. It can be terrifying. It can keep you up late at night. I want to talk about AI, automated instructions, right? No, artificial intelligence. I was making that up. So AI today is either loved or maybe hated or maybe somewhere in the middle. Where does it fit in the workplace? I'm going to talk about that today because I've been an HR person for over 33 years, and I know some of the things that really terrify people in the workplace. Now, today's show is not just for employees, it's also for employers. Let's get into change, okay? It's often perceived as hard and scary. Why? Due to the brain's natural resistance to uncertainty, fear, and the unknown, and emotional attachments to familiar routines. Let that sink in for just a second. So one of the things is that we have psychological and biological factors. Fear of the unknown. Let's face it, change can introduce unpredictability, and it can trigger anxiety. And our brains are wired for safety, and facing the unknown can often feel riskier than staying in a familiar situation, and even if that situation is not ideal. So survival instincts, and this is coming from an evolutionary perspective, our brains prioritize survival. And when faced with change, our brain's fight or flight response is activated, flooding us with emotions like fear and anxiety. And this also can make you respond to perceived threats, making all of us resistant to change. So also, too, comfort and familiarity. Think about that one. How common are you with familiar routines and environments that provide a sense of security? Let's face it, we all are, even myself. So when change disrupts this stability, it can feel destabilizing, leading to resistance. And people often prefer the known pain of their current situation over unknown potential for relief. Loss of control, that's another one. Change can make us feel powerless, especially when it's forced upon us. And this loss of control can heighten feelings of anxiety and resistance. Where does cognitive dissonance come in? Well, altering beliefs or habits can clash with our self-image, creating internal conflict. And this comfort can slow us down. Personal growth and change make us even harder. And then you have emotional and social factors. Attachment to identity changes that challenge how we see ourselves, such as career shifts, relationship changes. They can all be unsettling. Our identities are often tied to our routines and our roles, and that makes change feel like a loss at times. And then we have social pressure. What is that? Well, we have family expectations, social roles that create pressure to maintain a status quo. And then look at your past experiences where a negative past experience with change can create a heightened sense of fear in every one of us and resistant to future changes. So if previous transitions were difficult, individuals can be more reluctant to embrace new changes. We're going to talk about some coping strategies, and I'm also going to get into jobs that might be affected by AI. Now, today, what I tell you today, as soon as tomorrow, it could be changes in AI. It could be improvements. It could be problems that come up with AI. This is as of today. So let's talk about some coping strategies when you have to face change. And it is. Change is about facing AI. So coping strategies. Here's some strategies that I like to use, and you'll hear me talk about this over and over on my radio show, is practicing mindfulness. So mindfulness techniques can help all of us by anchoring us in the present moment. And what it does is it reduces overwhelm. It also reduces anxiety with change. We can all practice setting realistic goals, breaking down changes into manageable steps that make the process feel less daunting. And last, I will say this. We all can seek help and support by talking to friends, family, professionals that can give us encouragement and perspective during times of change. Let's get into the jobs, okay? What jobs are being affected? What jobs are not being affected? Well, here's some good news, and thank goodness. So jobs that AI really can't replace at this time are healthcare workers, skilled tradespeople, teachers, emergency responders, and creative professionals, because these roles require physical presence. They also require emotional intelligence and moral reasoning that AI tools cannot replicate. Now, if they can do it tomorrow, that's brand new news to all of us. So because they cannot replace this, you know, teaching, social work, and spiritual care, hey, those depend on emotional connection and empathy that AI tools lack. Now, they may be able to program AI with empathy statements, but it is not the same. And you know it, and I know it. It's the human touch. So creative, culinary, and artisan jobs that need human intelligence, human imagination, taste, fine motor skills that AI cannot replace, leadership. Leadership's a big one. Legal, ethics, they all carry moral and legal accountability that only humans can hold. So artificial intelligence has many, many great applications in the workforce, from automating customer service, you know, overflows and all, to quickly processing large scientific data sets. But it doesn't mean that AI is going to replace human workers across the board. The things where, you know, AI are going to be affected is where that things can be tightened up, streamlined, and improved. So many professionals, from healthcare workers to clergy to tradespeople, perform jobs that will persist despite AI advancements and augmentation. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. Now, why are some jobs safe from AI in this year, 2026? Well, AI tools are powerful for processing data, generating content, automating repetitive workflows. But guess what? They fall short, and they're unpredictable sometimes in different environments where human adaptability matters most. AI can't replace physical presence. It cannot replace emotional intelligence, nor creative judgment or moral reasoning. It just can't. So the difference is between what AI does and what only humans can do explains why certain jobs remain safe from automation. So I'll give you some AI strengths, and then I'll give you the human advantage next to it, okay? So one thing that AI does, the strength, is it does have pattern recognition, where human advantages is emotional intelligence. AI strength is, for example, data processing speed, where human advantages is moral judgment. Another AI strength is task automation, where the human advantage is sensory adaptation. Here's two more AIs. Language generation, information recall, but on the human side, creative improvisation, critical thinking. So professionals can combine these human advantages with AI strengths so that the roles don't become obsolete. They become actually more valuable. The 2026 Upwork and Demand Skill Report found that demand for AI-enabled skills grew 109% last year. Yet traditional skills such as full-stack development, data and analytics, graphic design remain consistently strong. AI is reshaping how work gets done, but it's not replacing the people who do it. So there's about 13 fields where human skills remain essential, and I'll go over those 13 fields. And again, this can change down the road. It could change tomorrow, but as of right now, it's pretty current. So healthcare is something that really cannot, you know, where human skills remain totally essential. Can AI come in and help a little bit? Yes, surely they can. So healthcare is one of them. Any kind of creative work. Skilled trades, teaching and academic jobs, service work, leadership, legal, and business. Sports, athletics, adventure-related jobs, green and environmental jobs, public service jobs, and emergency response teams. Infrastructure jobs, spirituality and ethics communication, and last, culinary and beverage. Believe me, AI will come in and help it, but it will not replace it. I mean, they may be able to use AI to streamline checklists, for example. So healthcare jobs that AI can't replace, you know, it's why? Why can't AI replace it? Think about it for just a second. Well, guess what? Healthcare professionals rely on empathy. I know that. I have an 85-year-old mom who seeks medical attention all the time with different medical staffs and professionals and, you know, medical specialists and such. Empathy is really needed today in this world. Physical assessment skills and split-second decision-making in unpredictable settings. That's another thing that AI cannot do. So, you know, ChatGPT just can't hold a patient's hand, for example, and it can't create a bedside care plan to provide mental health support. You might be able to get a few things out of ChatGPT on that matter, but it does not replace a professional in mental health care. So with that said, you know, healthcare isn't immune to the impact of AI. Generative AI in healthcare is useful for many reasons, including how it helps care teams with repetitive tasks, like transcribing clinician notes or organizing data sets in Excel. So the things where healthcare jobs are least likely to be replaced by AI are nurses, nurse practitioners, psychiatrists, therapists, midwives, OBGYNs, physical therapists, pharmacists, veterinarians, dentists, radiologists, nutritionists, dietitians, health coaches, wellness consultants, mental health consultants, counselors, occupational therapists, medical assistants, patient transporters, home health aides, caregivers, medical receptionists, peer support specialists, veterinarian technicians, and I'll wrap it up with dental hygiene. So creative jobs that can't be replaced, okay? Creativity, hey, it requires lived experience, cultural awareness, emotional depth. That's something AI doesn't have. But AI can recombine elements from a training data, but just they can't imagine something that's never existed before and make it creative. Everything is patterned and programmed. So many things that are involved with crafting with your hands, you know, like we'll say knitting or crocheting, and that's never going to be touched by AI. So some of the jobs least likely to be touched by AI are stage actors and dancers, improv performers, jewelry designers, glass blowers, muralists, and live musicians, live sketch artists, creative assistants, makeup artists, and face painters, craft artisans and DIY entrepreneurs, and restoration specialists. So skilled trade jobs that AI can't perform, okay, where it requires physical dexterity, real-time problem solving, and on-site judgment in unpredictable environments. Okay, we all know about robots. I mean, remember the day, the Jetsons, if you're old enough, the cartoon, the Jetsons, and everything was robots doing things. I know, because I'm in my early 60s, that we just thought that was the neatest thing, future, modernism, right? Robots. And robots have come in and they've done many good things. So one thing that they're capable of doing is, you know, things that they're programmed. But what they cannot do is, you know, add that certain things where they it takes intimate work on and stuff. So there always will be a need for it, always. Because even though AI can generate estimates and check code compliance, it can't crawl under a house or, you know, rewire a panel in a cramped attic. So jobs that AI can't replace, thankfully, is electricians, plumbers, HVAC techs, auto mechanics, apprentice carpenters, framers, construction laborers, utility markers, site runners, paint assistants, and prep workers. Are teaching and academic jobs safe from AI? Well, education depends on human connection, patience, and the ability to inspire curiosity. AI can generate quizzes, and it can probably grade tests, but it cannot comfort a struggling student or lead a classroom debate. So while it is, AI is certainly a helpful tool and helpful research, and even maybe with language, it can't replace instructions led by a knowledgeable individual. And humans will always be a vital part of academic research. So teaching and academic jobs that AI can't replace are classroom teachers, university professors, tutors, learning coaches, historians and anthropologists, archaeologists, educational researchers, teaching assistants, substitute teachers, library technicians, after school facilitators, museum docents, and educational aides. Want to know what service jobs that AI can't replace? Well, any service role that requires fine motor skills and personal rapport. So everyone has different preferences, and adapting to the real time is something only humans can do. So even though AI can collect data and it can schedule and it can market, it can't read a client's preferences mid-appointment or adjust techniques based on feel. So service jobs that AI could not ever replace would be massage therapists, hairstylists and barbers, manicurists, tattoo artists, anesthesians, tailor and salon assistants, spa receptionists, pet grooming or assistants, cleaners. Leadership, legal, and business roles that AI can't replace. Well, guess what? Leaders and legal professionals weigh competing interests. They read emotions. They carry personal accountability for outcomes. So AI, yes, it can draft contracts. It can summarize case law, but it can't exercise judgment in complex situations. It can't read a room, and it certainly can't take personal accountability for the outcomes. So leadership, legal, and business least likely to be replaced by AI are diplomats, politicians, judges, legal mediators, business strategists, and CEOs, HR managers, and DEI managers, ethic officers. Ooh, I'm so happy to know that HR managers are still going to be around. Ethic officers and policy leads, paralegals and legal assistants, executive assistants and chiefs of staff, HR coordinators and people operation associates. I think we're safe, folks. So some of the jobs that can't be replaced are others are sports, athletics, and adventure jobs, okay? We just can't do that with AI because sports and roles with athletic or adventure components, they depend on physical ability and split-second decisions. The emotional connection between athletes and coaches and fans is also something AI can't replicate. While it can, for example, it can analyze game footage and track fitness metrics and such, but it can't make split-second plays, they can't motivate a team at halftime, and it can't guide a group through unpredictable conditions. So, for example, back in 2020, COVID-19 put a pause on a lot of sports, so the National Hockey League aired television esports matches in which professional hockey players tried their hand at an NHL video game. And fans did watch, but unsurprisingly, were more than happy to have live action back later that year. So as you see, so people that do jobs like adventure, sports instructors, scuba diving, sailing guides, personal trainers, athletic trainers and physical conditioning aides, recreation leaders, lifeguards. We have green jobs out there, everyone. Green environmental jobs at AI that cannot manage or take over because environmental work takes place in unpredictable natural settings where conditions are always changing. AI can, it can analyze satellite data, but it can't create or plant a crop. It can't restore a riverbank or it can't negotiate with local communities. Farmers, conversationists, and as I was saying, farmers, conservatists, and environmental advocates, well, they do hands-on work from visiting forests and rivers to tilling soil and planting crops. And this kind of work just can't be fully replaced by AI, can it? So that being said, AI-related technology advancements, A, they can help conservationists in monitoring migratory patterns or watching for poachers or limiting illegal smuggling or logging. Let's talk about green jobs that can't be touched by or can't be replaced by farmers and crop managers and such, green jobs. So that would include, for example, conservation scientists, environmental engineers, park rangers, and trail stewards, field research assistants, urban farm technician, and sustainability outreach coordinators, okay? We also have the emergency systems and programs out there in public service that AI can't replace. Why? Well, I know this personally. Emergencies are never predictable. I can't tell you how many times I've had to call 911 in the middle of the night for a loved one. And that's unpredictable sometimes. So, responders, 911 EMS folks, they respond with all kinds of chaos, you know, different levels of chaos, improvised solutions. And they comfort people, and that's where empathy also comes under. So while AI can map, you know, for example, a disaster zone, it can only a human can carry someone to safety. So public service and emergency response jobs that AI can't replace include paramedics and emergency medical technician, EMTs, firefighters, police crisis negotiators and first responders, social workers, 911 dispatchers, humanitarian aid workers, community organizers, public health outreach workers, shelter coordinators and housing advocates, military people, military service, and cross-cultural liaisons and translators and NGOs. So infrastructure jobs that AI can't replace? What infrastructure jobs are there? Okay. High-stake physical repairs environments where safety depends on human judgment, such as gas, such as electric work. Okay. A sensor can detect issues, but a human still needs to show up to do the job. That's something AI can't do. So while we see large portions of utility operations enhanced by AI in the future, the system oversight and hands-on will always remember, we will always remain a human touch. So infrastructure jobs that AI can't replace, home inspectors, electrical line workers, gas pipeline inspectors, hydroelectric plant operators, nuclear facility technicians, utility field technicians, maintenance apprentices, control room assistants, meter readers, and field asset researchers. Spirituality and ethic roles that AI can't touch. This is an interesting one. Okay, empathy. Here we go again. Faith and ethics professionals help people navigate grief, purpose, moral complexity. And while AI can process information and service patterns, it cannot offer any one of us spiritual comfort. They cannot wrestle with moral complexity or help someone find meaning in grief. And once again, the lack of empathy found in large language models means that AI is unlikely to replace jobs related to religion, ethics, and philosophy. Because humans can feel empathy and sympathy for another, AI cannot. So we're talking about ethicists and philosophers and youth ministry assistants and religious education aides, spiritual care trainees and theological students, ethics research assistants, interfaith program coordinators. How about communication careers that are safe from AI? Well, AI can draft a headline and it can generate an outline and it could be sensationalized. But the thing is, as journalists with research and data analysis, they're always uncovering new stories and building source relationships and reading a live audience that remains distinctly human skills. So AI people, watch out, you can't take away the communication careers. So investigative journalists, that's one of them. Field reporters, public speakers and moderators, TV hosts, talk shows, editorial columnists, crisis communicators, journalists and fact checkers and event MCs and campus speakers. And last thing, we'll cover culinary and beverage jobs that AI can't even eat or taste. So why can't AI replace these jobs? Well, it involves cooking, physical things, baking, distilling, tasting, smelling, tactile judgment that AI can't replicate. And while AI can suggest recipes and plan menus, it can't taste a dish, judge a wine's finish, or create a personal connection that defines a great experience. So folks like culinary and beverage jobs, you're safe. Chefs and executive cooks, sommeliers, artisan bakers and chocolatiers, craft brewers and distilleries, line cooks and prep cooks, baristas, catering assistants, food stylists and in-demands. Oh, we've covered a lot of different things, you know. According to Upwork's research on navigating human-AI relationships, 88% of freelancers say AI has positively impacted their careers and 42% credit it with helping them to get specialized in a niche. Always remember this. The jobs mentioned above in 2026 that were mentioned, only a person can offer empathy. Only a person can offer moral reasoning, creative vision, physical dexterity, and the ability to adapt in unpredictable moments. These are qualities that keep entire fields rooted in human experience. So the thing is this, AI is here. It's not going anywhere until it gets replaced with something. Think about how you can use AI, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in the work, whether it's to create a checklist, whether it's to create an Excel sheet on something, a newsletter. Think of things that it can help you with. And it's not foolproof. Part of it is, you know, with my background, 33 years in HR, and I worked in employee labor relations where we always had to have forms and documentation. And, you know, you can train the AI to have all that and reuse it again, but you still have to know what you're doing. You need to know the language. You need to know what's in it and what should not be in it.